Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Yud Gimel. We left off in daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're at the second wide line of daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. So it says the Gemara, Tani Chadash, Shamish Bodik Hosef Sukaros La'or Haner. We continue our discussion about using an Or Haner on Shabbos. We ended off yesterday with the story of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who thought he would be able to do it without being mata, and then it turned out that either he almost or actually did tilt the Ner. So the Gemara quotes a stira. We have one Tana that taught us that a Shamish is allowed to check the plates and the kelim using an Or Haner. V'tanya idach lo yivdok. And another Tana taught us that it's not permissible. So it's a stira between two brises. Says Gemara lo kasha. Can be shamish kavua, can be shamish ena kavua. It depends if he's shamish kavua, if he's someone who's going to be staying in that job for a long time, or he's someone who's not going to be staying in that job. If he's going to be someone who's shamish kavua, then he should not check because he's very worried about his job. This is something that he needs, a job that he plans on having for a while. So if they find something not right in the kelim, he's very afraid of getting fired. But a shamish ena kavua is not as concerned. He's a temp worker. He's not as worried about not making a good impression. V'iba yisema havaha b'shamish kavua v'lokasha habedemashcha habedenafta. The other possibility is they're both talking about a shamish kavua. Question is, what type of candle are you using? If you're using an oil candle, so then it doesn't smell so bad. But nafta, which smells very bad, you're allowed to use. You're allowed to use the light of the candle to check, because no one's ever going to come too close to it to want to tilt it over. They're afraid of spilling it, they're afraid of getting the smell all over themselves, so no one's going to want, you don't have any concern of shamayata. So, frankly, Gemari, Bailuhu, Shamash Sheinu Kavua B'demashcha Mahu. What if you have a Shamash Sheinu Kavua, but it's a regular oil lamp? So are you worried about being mata, or are you not worried about being mata? So this is only a shaila within the second day when we were mechalik between the different types of oil. So we want to know, even that shita is mechalik between oil and the smelly stuff, would they also take into account the issue of shamash kavua? So if the person were shamash eino kavua, would that help? So Amarav, halacha vein morin kin. Rav says, really, technically, la halacha, it's okay, it's permissible, but ain morin kin, this is not something that we go around teaching. Sometimes, that even if a halacha is a certain way, you have to keep in mind what the how the public is going to receive it, and what the ramifications in people's behaviors toward other halachas are going to be. That's what Rav says, ain morin kin, shalli zalzalu, people are going to start being mezalzel in other halachos, or maybe they're going to assume other kula, in terms of reading by an Or Haner, if we were to be, or using an Or Haner, if we were to be makel with this. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Amar, halacha morin kain. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba holds, no, this halacha and morin kain. You're allowed to spread this halacha and teach it. That's perfectly fine. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, ikla lebei Rav Asi, kam shame kabaduk lenahor de shargar. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba went to the house of Rav Asi, and Hashamish got up, and he was using the light of the candle to be able to be bodek, to check the kelim. So his wife said, Umarlo Avrachi, how come you don't do that? You never let us do that in my house, so how come he's allowed to do that? He's also a rabbi. So Amrla, Shafke, Rabbi Sirle, leave him alone, he holds like his rabbi, so he's allowed to hold like his rabbi, and his rabbi holds Morin Kain, that we're allowed to do this, and we're allowed to publicly tell people to do it, so that's why he's doing it. But we don't... we personally don't subscribe to that shita. Be'emes amru hachazan. So this goes back where the Mishnah had said that that even though the children are reading apparently from the learning on Shabbos, the chazan is allowed to see the. Is allowed to do something, but he's not allowed to do everything. It's said that the Bemis Amar Achazan Roa Hechan Tinokos Korin Aval Hu Lo Yikra. He's allowed to see where the Tinokos are reading from. They're apparently allowed to be reading, but Hu Lo Yikra, he's not allowed. He's not allowed to read. So says Gemara Va'amrit Reisha Roa, but we just said he's allowed to be Roa. So what does it mean? He's allowed to be Roa, what they're reading, but not read? So my love, Likros, doesn't Roa mean that he himself is reading, that he's not just seeing, he's seeing what to read? So how could you, you're talking about a two-sided mouth at the same time. How could you say on the one end that he's Roa, which means Likros, and then the other end say that he's not allowed to read? Says Gemara Lo, L'sader Rashi Parshiosav. He's not, Roa doesn't mean to read. Roa means to be Mesader Rashi Parshiosav. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Umaritzan Bepiv, Shemitoch Sharosha Parsha Shagura Bepiv, Hu Niskar Bekula. He just takes a quick look at the first couple of words of the Parsha, and then he remembers the whole rest of the Parsha. L'machar will remember tomorrow the whole rest of the Parsha. Mesayeya Es Shiva Korin, b'nekuda utaimei b'lachash. And he's the gabbai. He's the one up there when the balkorei stumbles and the balkorei doesn't remember. So he's going to be able to help people out the next day just by looking at the Rashi Parshi Yosef. He's a master balkorei. The gabbai, I guess, had to be a master balkorei because everyone who got an aliyah, you know, was going to learn the parsha, and not everyone, I guess, was so well prepared. So he had to be able to feed people what they need, what they needed to know. So what do they need to know? Nekuda. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Vitame. And the Tamei HaMikra, he needed to be able to tell them the trup. So the Chidush HaRan says, you see from Rashi, that it's very important to read with trup, that it's not okay to just get the words down. That trup is also very important. The Rosh in Masech Sedarm and Lam Zainam Ralef writes that V'ri Amar Schar Pisuk Taimim Hainu L'Nigun HaMikros Kil Chasan, that there's great schar for reading with the trap properly. The Ramah in some Kuf Mem Gimel in Or Chaim in Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah Sif Aleph, the Ramah says we don't correct when someone makes a mistake in trap unless somehow it changes the meaning of the word, but we are Gorin Bo, we do say something. If we notice a Balkore is not prepared with the trap, someone should say something to him and should have him he should fix that. It's not something that we can let go on for too long. We are Gorin Bo. Rav Shechter said that Rav Salvechik used to say that his grandfather Rav Chaim would correct for trup also, that he was makpid to correct for trup, really against the Ramah, but he learned the Rambam that way. He held that the Rambam held that you correct for everything, including trup. There are different shittos from Rishonim when you correct, because you have to realize that on the one hand you want to correct somebody who's making a mistake, he's not doing Kriyas HaTorah properly. On the other hand, someone told me they just heard Kriyas HaTorah, I think the word was Isha with a Mapikei, and it wasn't read with a Mapikei, so it was read just Isha. So if you don't know the difference between a Mapikei and not a Mapikei, so it really changes the meaning of the word. Isha means woman, Isha means her husband. It's completely different meaning of the word. This guy wanted to know, so he'll say Kriyas HaTorah. There are different shittos about what you correct for, what you don't correct for. So the reason that there's some tension about this issue is that on the one hand you want to be Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah, on the other hand there's also an issue to be that you not let embarrass somebody publicly. You correct somebody, and sometimes it's embarrassing. So you have that tension of how to deal with that issue. So some Rishonim say the Rambam says correct everything, anything and everything. And the Rav Chaim, so that means even pisuk taimim. Well, we pass from Shulchan Aruch a moderate approach that we correct only when it's going to change the meaning of the word. If it's not going to change the meaning of the word, we don't correct. There's one sheet in Rishonim that holds that you correct almost nothing. The only thing you would correct is if the person says something, it's mecharif and megadif. The person, instead of reading Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, reads the last dalet as a resh, Hashem Acher. So that you could correct. But short of mecharif and megadif, you wouldn't correct. So again, we pass on like the middle approach. Says Rav Chenam Rav Bar Shmuel, Av Mesader Hu Rashi Parshi Yosef. That's what Rav Bar Shmuel says, that he's Mesader the Rashi Parshi Yosef. He just goes to take a look at the first couple of words and he figures the rest out. V'kula Parsha Lo. So says Gemara, wait, is he not allowed to read the whole Parsha? Don't we say the parshios and would read by the oraner? So it sounds like they're being misadded the entire parsha. See by Yisema Rashi parshios. Either you say that it just means the Rashi parshios, they wouldn't read the entire parsha. By Yisema Shani Tinokos hold the Emes Rabin Alei and Loasi Latzliyei. Or you could say no, maybe Tinokos Shabbos Rabin are different since they're fearful of the Rebbeim. They're not going to come to touch the candles. They're not going to come to tilt the candles. Says Rashi, Tap Rashi, Ve'emas Rabban Aleyan, Ein Poshtin Yad L'Shum Davar, Va'afilu B'chol, Ella Alpi Rabban. A kid sitting in class, he's so fearful of the teacher, he's not going to, this is back in the days when teachers used to hit, so he was so fearful of the teacher that he's not going to play with anything. He doesn't want to fidget with anything, he doesn't want to touch anything, because he doesn't want to do anything wrong. So he would never touch the candle. So he wouldn't, let alone play with a cell phone or an iPod or something. He would never in a million years do anything like that, because he's so fearful of the Rebbe. So that's why we're not worried dafka by the tinokos. Tosos on the top, Tinok Shal Bishram Masadim Parshi Yosein, Omer Haram, Lepirusha Kuntra, Shepirush Masnissan, Chazan Roe, Echad, Tinokos Korin, La'or Aner, Hadlo Parklem Masnisin, why are we only asking from Rav Shimon Liel about the Tinokos? Why don't we ask from the Mishnah that the way Rashi understood the Mishnah, according to one possibility in Rashi, that the Chazan would go see where the Tinokos are reading from. So you see the Tinokos are obviously reading. So why don't we just ask straight from the Mishnah? So he says, no, because the Mishnah doesn't tell us that it was okay to do. It's just that if the children are doing it, the Chazan is allowed to be Roeh. But Mishum Deikel Memer, the Koran Be'isr, they in Mochen Be'adam. You don't have to stop them, you don't have to yell at them, but they're really not supposed to be doing it. This has more of a Lashon V'lechadchila, that you're allowed to be Mesader, that the children are allowed to be Mesader, the Parshios. So that's why we don't ask from the Mishnah. Chikrei Levin or Chaim Sin Mishin Mem Gimel asks, why are we asking from Tinokos? There's a Sugi and Yivamas we've discussed many times, Kofi Gimel and Beis, Kofi Daldar and Aleph, where the Gemara discusses whether Katan Ochel Nevelos, if a child is doing an Avera, say in Beis Mitzuvah Lafrisho, Beis does not have to stop them from doing an Avera, so how could we even have a Kasha from Tinokos? Tinokos, they might be doing wrong, but we don't have to stop them. So the Adavid is Mefarish. So according, again, Tosos answers this question, because Tosos says, no, the whole kash is from the Lashon of Lechatchila, that we let it happen in the first place. But the Chukri Lev suggests, or the Adavid rather suggests, that over here we're talking about where the Rebbe tells him to do it, and he's doing it al das rabo, because children don't read on their own. Children do a lot of things on their own. One thing that they very often do not do is read on their own. They need to be told to read. They need to be told to learn. Sitting in class and doing academic material, that's usually al das rabo. It's interesting, the Shar Mitzvah Balachov here quotes from the Sefer HaTrumos, quoted in the Torah in Siman Ayin Reish Hei, that on Leil Yom HaKippurim, you're allowed to read Piyutim from the Machzorim, because Emas Yom HaKippurim Aleihem. They're allowed to read L'Ara Ner, just like we have this concept by the children of Emas Rabban Aleihem. Maybe Yom Kippur is different, because Yom Kippur is also, we have a sense of Emas Rabban Aleihem. We have a sense of Emas Yom HaKippurim, of a sense of the Day of Judgment. Okay, the Mishnah went on to say, Kiyotzi b'lo yochal azavim azava, that a zav should not eat together with a zava. So, Tanya, Reb Shimon, Elazar, Mabor Rei, at Hechon parts of Tara b'Yisrael. Go take a look how much Tara was strong in Klal Yisrael. Parts could mean pritzus, or it could mean strength, that it has broken all barriers. So, Shalosh Shanin lo yochal atarim atmeya, it doesn't say that a Tara person can't eat with a Tamei person, lo yochal azavim azava, mimbe hergal aver. It says that a zav cannot eat with a zava because of hergal avera. Kiyotzibo lo yochal zav perush im zava ma'aretz shami yargilenu etzlo. We also say that a zav parush im zava ma'aretz shami yargilenu etzlo. We also say that a zav who's a parush, who's someone who's careful about tumentara, should not eat with the zav who's na ma'aretz, lest they get too accustomed to eating together. V'chimargilu etzlo ma'havi. What's the big deal if they get too accustomed to eating with each other? What's going to happen? Ela'ema shami yachlenu dvarm tamei. No, the concern is the one who's na ma'aretz might give davar tamei to the one who's not. So atuzav parush lav dvarm tamei nachil. But wait a second, the one who's not a namaretz is a zav. He's tamei, so of course he's eating dvarm tamei. What's the big deal if the other guy gives him more dvarm tamei? Amar abai gzeres shami yachilenu dvarm shein mesukanin. No, the issue is that he might give him food that trumas and meisers have not been taken off from. But Rava Amar, Rava says, no such concern. Rova Amei Aretz Ma'asrin Hein. Most Amei Aretz take maestros, and even though there is such a concept called Demai, that you're not allowed to take the produce of an Amei Aretz, over here we're not talking about taking the produce of an Amei Aretz. Over here we're talking about eating with him out of a concern that you might take his produce. This would be a Gezerah L'Gezerah. So Rava says, Rova Amei Aretz Ma'asrin Hein. We don't make Gezerah L'Gezerah. Abai and Rava L'Shitasam. Right? Rava says it's not a concern. El Hashemi Hei Ragilat Slov. No, the concern is that if you get too accustomed to eating with the Amei Aretz, you might come to eat with him while you're Tahar also, and then he'll feed you Dvarim Tamein. On this issue of Rov Amei Aretz Ma'asrin Hein, we're so used to this concept that, of course, the majority of Amaratzim take Trumas and Maestros. Tosov here discusses, but wait a second, there's a Gemara in Sota that Yochanan Kohen Gadol made a Gezerah on Demai. Why? L'fi Sheshalach B'Kol Gvul Yisrael Gadol v'Rosh Loi Mafrishin El Truma Gadol Bilvad. Where did the Isra of Demai come from that you're not allowed to take produce from an Am Aretz? Because he conducted a poll. He sent throughout all of Eretz Yisrael and he saw that they were only being Mafrish Truma Gadola. They weren't taking Maestros. So doesn't that sound like it's not Rov Am Aretz that are Maaser? Says Tosos Yeshua Medach Kamar. Shloi Mafrishin Kulam El Truma Gadola. Aval Ruban Hayu Maasrim. That everyone was taking Truma Gadola. The majority were taking Maestros. But says Tosos, it was a significant enough minority that weren't taking Trumas and Maestros that we were Choshesh Lemiyut over here. That the whole concept of the Demai is to be Choshesh for the significant minority of Ami Aretz that were not taking Maestros. They were all taking Truma, but that's what I mean. That's why it's not a stira to Rov Ami Aretz Maaser and Hain. Just because if it was Rov that weren't Maaser, Demai would be a Dinda Raisa. You'd have to follow the majority. The fact that it's Rov Ar Maaser, that's why Demai is only a Dinda Rabbanon, to be Choshesh for that Miyut on a Rabbanon level. Fine. Yibaylu, Nida Mausha Tishan and Baila, Hibi Bigdav, Uhubi Bigdav. Can a Nida sleep in the same bed with her husband if they're both fully clothed? So Gemara is going to bring several rayas. Raya number one, three rayas going to bring. Raya number one, Amrav Yosef, Toshima. There are going to be two versions of the first raya. Ha'of ole magvina l'shulchan venu nechel divrei shamai. You're allowed to have chicken and cheese on the same table as long as you don't eat them together. That's shamai shita. Beisil lomrim lo ole v'lo nechel. Beisil says no, they can't even be on the same table together. So don't you see that you're not allowed to put things in close proximity to each other when there's a concern that they might get mixed? So too, a husband and wife shouldn't be in the same bed, even when she's in Ida, even if they're both fully clothed. So no, shiny awesome delakadeos. Over there we're talking about one person sitting at a table and he's going to have chicken and cheese at the same table. He might grab the cheese and no one's going to be there to remind him while he's eating the chicken. He might grab the cheese. But over here it's husband and wife. So if the husband forgets and tries to get too close to his wife will remind him, and vice versa if the wife forgets. So shiny, and it's most mistaver to assume that when there's someone there to remind you that it's going to be different. The katani safer, if you have two different guests at an inn, they're both allowed to eat at the same table, one of them eating milchik, the other one eating fleishik, because they're deos, and it's not a problem as long as each one could help remind the other one. But wait a second, didn't we say about that? Amar Chan Barami, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu Al Shein Makirin Zezeh, Av Makirin Zezeh Asurim, Vachnam Makirin Zezeh Ninu. But wait a second, even having deos, even having a second person, only helps if the people don't know each other, because one of them is going to try to grab the other one's foodies and say, hey, get off my food. But if the two people know each other and they're used to sharing things and they're close to each other, so then having deos doesn't help. Well, when a husband and wife are in the same bed and they're both clothed, they know each other. So isn't that a problem? Says Mar Hachi Ashton, no, you can't compare the two. Hasam deos iko shinoi leka. By by the table, so you have deos, but there's no shinui. They're eating in the normal fashion, and therefore they may not remember to remind each other. Hachi ika deos vika shinui. Over here, not only do you have the other person to remind you, there's also a shinui, because it's apparently wasn't normal for them to sleep with clothing on. The fact that they're both sleeping with clothing on is a shinui enough that would be that would serve as a reminder. Ikadamri, others have that entire discussion in the following way. That Tashma, that the Raya was actually the following. That the original Raya was already taking into account that in order for it to be mutter to eat at the same table, basar and gvina, you need to have people who don't know each other. And therefore, this is a Raya that it should be usher for the husband and wife in the same bed. So the Gemara's answer is no. Hasan deos ika shinoi leka, hachi ika deos vika shinoi. So we just skip a couple of steps in that raya. We say that no, by sleeping in the same bed, there's not only deos, and there's shinoi. The Rush writes that which nowadays the Rush in Siman Lamed Beis Masher Regilim Achshav Lechol Mishtonida B'Shulchan Echad. Nowadays we eat at the same table with Ishtonida. Shouldn't it be a problem Lo Yochel Azavim Azava that you shouldn't eat with someone Tamei because of Hergel Avera? So he says Lufi Shabi Yemeim Hayu Regilim Lechol Kolechol Vado Al Shulchan Katan. It used to. What was the holdest revealing of Shulchan Echad? Because that was considered very romantic. It used to be that normal people would eat on their own private small little tables. So sharing a table was something that showed a certain derech chiba that is not shown when you're eating off of separate tables. But nowadays, ha'idna, he says, where everyone eats on the same table, it's not derechiba to share a table. However, he says, yesh sha'osin heker b'nehem. There are those that make a heker on the table. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskens in Yerdea, Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei, that lo yachli mal shulchan elim kin yesh shum shinui, shiyeh shum davar mafsik b'in ka'ara shalo l'ka'ara shala. That if a man's wife is a nida, they can eat together at the same table, but there needs to be some shinoi, some hacker in between his plate and her plate. And the Rama writes, "V'yishom rain l'dafka k'shem nochlem b'karachas k'shi Torah av mochlem oz b'karachas sagi mochlels b'kar b'fnei atzma v'ein tzarech hacker acher." That the Rama says, if normally they eat from the same plate, that's they're a very lovey-dovey couple. They're always eating from the same plate, so just having a separate plate would count. That's what some of the poskim say. If normally they don't have separate placemats, having a separate placemat might be a hacker. But whatever it is, there's got to be a hacker between his plate and her plate to remind them. Tash Malgmar brings another ray on the first wide line. Lo yochal azavim azavim mishum hergel aveira azav shenari eat with azava because of hergel aveira. So hachanami deos ikos shinoi leka. Over there also, there's deos and there's no shinoi. So that's not the same as the husband and wife in the same bed. Just another point. The Ran Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf says the reason we're more machmir by basar b'chalav, we were talking about having basar and gvina and oaf on the same table. He says the reason we're more machmir by basar b'chalav, meaning we don't find a halacha that you're not allowed to eat at the same table with a guy when he's eating a ham sandwich. You're in the office and whatever. There's a guy eating right there, right in front of you. With you may not be comfortable with it, but there's no isser. There's no isser to have yayinesach at the table that you're not eating. We only find this by basar b'chalav. He says because the that the Rishonim say at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, lo bedili minei. We're not used to staying away from kosher food. So I'm eating meat, but there's kosher milchik food. I know that brand of food. I know that that cheese is kosher. So I'm used to eating it. Since I'm not used to staying away from it, I'm more likely to accidentally take some. The Pri Chadash says that's why we compare the Isser Nida to the Isser of Basar B'Chalav, because Nida is different than any other Isser that relates to our Rayos and that relates to forbidden relationships. Most forbidden relationships are always forbidden, but Ishto Nida, when she's not a Nida, she's completely Muteres. That's the Tzushtel, that's the comparison between Basar and Gvina, between Basar B'Chalav and Nida Dafka. The Rambam in Isser Bia, Shulchan Aruch, talk about how we're more machmir by Ishto Nida on many things than we are by other people. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, some Kuf Tzadihei, about how you're not allowed to pass to Ishto Nida, all these things you're allowed to do with somebody else's wife, but you're not allowed to do with Ishto Nida. Why? Because you're so used to her being mutter. Somebody else's wife, you know, you're always used to her being nasser. It's also for another reason, Rav Yonah Sinaivshitz writes, speaks by Ishto Nida, there's one phenomenal kula that we have by Ishto Nida, and that is a heter yichud. You don't have a heter yichud with somebody else's wife. So to compensate for that heter yichud, the Chazal had to come up with a series of chumras to make up for that one massive heter of heter yichud. Okay, vaytu third raya, tashma on the end of the second wide line. Elaharim lo achal ve'enav lo nasal gululi beis yisrael ve'seish yisrael lo timei ve'el isha nida lo yikrav. So what do we see in the same breath? We talk about eish yisraehu and isha nida. Ma kish isha nida le'eish yisraehu. Ma eish yisraehu bebigda vi bebigda aser, just like it's obvious that you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed with Eishes Re'ehu, even if you're both clothed with somebody else's wife. Af Ishto Nida, hu bebigdovi, hi bebigda, asur. So to Ishto Nida, you have the same prohibition in the same bed, even if everyone is fully clothed. Shema Mina, good, so that's what we see. So how far away do the beds have to be from each other if you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed? So Mei Ikra Din, it sounds like you only have to be on separate beds, but they're allowed to be touching. So the Rama adds, no, they're not allowed to be touching. That we're machmir, that the beds shouldn't even be nogo zubazu. Good, so they shouldn't be touching. How far away should they be, though? Rama doesn't say how far away they should be. So the poskim have a discussion about what's wise in terms of how far away is the wisest. So some say that the bedding shouldn't touch each other, even the covers of one bed shouldn't go over to the other bed. Others say there should be enough room for a person to walk in between the beds. But all those are just not meyikra din. Meyikra din is that they shouldn't be touching each other. We try to be machmir whatever we can, that it should be reasonably apart. Upliga de Rabbi Pedas, and this is against Rabbi Pedas. Darm Rabbi Pedas l'asra Torah l'kurva shel gili arayos blavad. The Torah only asks kurva of gili arayos. Shnemer ish ish el kol she'er b'sarol l'sikruv l'gal l'sa'erva. Ula kiava asimi be rav have mnashik ula achvasei abe chadayu. Very interesting that Ula, when he would come back from the Beis Medrash, used to kiss his sisters on very intimate parts of their body. Va'amila abe yadayu, and some say on their sleeves. Upliga didaya didei, and this is actually a stira in Ula himself. Damar Ula afilu shum korva aser mishum lech lech amri nazir schar schar lekamer lo sikrav. Ula says that we should stay away from any sort of korva, just like we tell the Nazir, stay completely away from the vineyard. We stay away from anything, any sort of korva, with our rayos, and a sister is an arayos. So there's a stira in Ula's behavior. So what do we do with the stira in Ula's behavior? So says Tosfos, he was being hypocritical. Chas v'shalom, I could say that about Ula. Says Tosfos, v'uaya yodea ba'atzmo shal yavali dehirhur, shet tzadik gomor haya. Unbelievable that Ula knew that he was a tzadik gomor, and that behaving that way with his sister was not going to cause any sort of yerhurim. Kedamrin perik beis ksuvas, just like you have in the second perik of ksuvas, Ravad Barava Markav la Kasve Imrakid, that the Gemara discusses different ways of being mesameh chasam the kala. Ravad Barava used to take the kala up on his shoulders and dance with the kala up on his shoulders. So Amalei Rabbanan Anama Mel Mever Hachi. So the other Rabbanan said, can we try that too? Amalei Lahen Idamil Chon Kikshura Lechi V'Lo Lo. If she's like a beam on your shoulders, that you don't have any sort of yerhurim whatsoever, yeah, then you could do it. But otherwise, you cannot do it. So the Gemara just doesn't get into all the details of why he did this. But it's because he was Yodea Ba'atzmo that he wasn't going to do anything wrong. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in the 7th Perek of Sanhedrin says, no, it's that he was Chozer, he changed his mind. He saw that there's no Tzad Heter, that originally he used to behave a certain way, then he saw there was no Tzad Heter, so he changed his mind. Not every report of every story of every Amora from their youth necessarily is something that they held again at the end of their lives. So you can't bring a raya. So that's how the Rambam understands that he simply changed his mind. Okay, there's an interesting sugi about what when you deal with certain relatives that there's no or very little yetzer hara for, like a sister, no one has a yetzer hara for. The Gemara says that we were able to shech the yetzer hara for our rayos for those. Arayos that are close relatives. So how to deal with the Isurim of Negiya is an interesting topic. The Rambam is famously against any sort of physical contact, hugging or anything like that between siblings. The Rambam has some very strong words. He does not deem it appropriate at all. I gave a shiur once, a 10-minute halacha shiur, and I think I gave a shiur here also about it once, about hugging sisters, aunts. A lot of times it's very difficult in a family dynamic. You know, the kid comes back from yeshiva and all of a sudden he doesn't hug and kiss his aunt anymore, and the parents think he's off the wall, and that's it. And, you know, it can get very, very sensitive. So, someone just sent me an email. I thought you're allowed to hug and kiss relatives. What are you talking? So listen to the shiur. Listen, you know, the person just saw the title, I guess. I don't know. So anyway, so... Tanan Dabei Eliyahu, one of the more well-known Gemaras. There are only two Gemaras in Shas that I'm aware of that discuss harchakos, what you're not allowed to do with ishto nida. So there's a Gemara in Ksuvus that says very clearly that kol malach shiisho selbay lenido selbay lechutz. Me, the Gemara gives a list of three things that a nida is not able to do lebay le mizikas hakos, hatsa samita, harchatz panav yadav raglav, and this is the other Gemara that discusses harchakos, except this is an agadata Gemara, so we have to pay very careful attention to be able to derive the archakos from this Gemara. Says Gemara Tanan Dabei Eliyahu, Maisa b'talmud echad shana harbei b'kar harbei b'shimish tamidi cham marbei. There was a Talmud who was very learned, umeis b'chatzi yamav, and he died halfway through his lifetime. What's halfway through his lifetime? So he died when he was 35 years old. So v'ha'isa ishta, because yimei shnos of shaladam is shivim shana. We assume normally 70 years is the average lifespan of a person. V'ha'isa ishta natalas tefilin maksarasim batik nesias batim midrashos. So his wife would take his tefillin and was carrying them around to the Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos, and she said to them, it says in the Torah that Torah is supposed to provide you with arichas yamim. So Baali, Shashana harbe, Vekara harbe, Vishimish tamid acham harbe. My husband was always learning. So why did he have to die so young? Why did he die b'chatzi yamim? a very difficult thing to answer a question like that. So brachin or almana to give such an answer. So the chacham were smart. No one was going to try to give an answer. You're going to try to answer the kash of tzaddik v'ralo. Who's going to be such a bal gaiva that they're going to think they know the answer of why someone dies? So pamachas nisarachti etzlabet says the Tana of Eliyahu, which most Rishonim assume is Eliyahu Anavi. So who can give an answer to such a question? Eliyahu Anavi can give an answer to such a question. So he says, one time I went and I visited her. Voisamasicha kolosama or, and she was going through her whole spiel about her husband who was so learned. Why did he die so young? Vamartila biti bimeni dusecha ma'aletzcha. So he asked right away, when you were in Nida, how did he behave toward you? Amrali chas v'shalom afilu betzba katana lo nagabi. God forbid, when I was in Nida, he wouldn't touch me even with an etzba katana. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch's lashon in Simchat Kuf Tzadi Hei is that when your wife is in Nida, lo yigaba afilu betzba katana. Mom is taken straight from the Gemara. That afilu betzba katana lo nagabi, that's a harchaka. That you're not allowed to touch even betzba katana, even not bederechiba. By other women that you're not allowed to touch, shalom bederechiba is technically mutter. It's just a question of how to define derechiba. Right? That's the machlok is about the handshake. Is that called derechiba? Is derechiba something that shows a sense of warmth, a sense of friendliness? Or is derechiba something that's chibas bia? Something that often is an activity done before bia, which handshakes are typically not. So that's that machlokas. But shaloba derechiba is mutter by other women. But by ishto nida, it's more machmir. Afilu betzba katan, even shaloba derechiba. So bimei libunechem aletzcha. Then Eliyonavi says, okay, that's when you were actively bleeding as a nida. What about during the yeshiva nekiyim? Yimei libunecha. How did he behave toward you at that time? Tosas, what kind of kasha? What's the difference between a nida when she's bleeding and a nida during the Zayin Nikim? If she hasn't gone to the mikvah, she's the same nida. So long as she doesn't go to the mikvah, she has the same as her nida. So what kind of question is he asking? Tosas, it must be that he knew. He knew something over here. That he knew that they didn't treat it the same way. But clearly the halacha treats it the same way. And then Tosas says, yeah, but there's a Rashi in Ksubas, Tav Samach Aleph, that makes it sound like certain activities that you're not allowed to do when your wife is a nida with a shinoi can be done. That are passing things or serving things with a shinoi, it can be done when she's during Shiva Nikim. So apparently certain corners are allowed to be cut during Shiva Nikim. So it says that's absolutely untrue. There's no way that that's the case. Maybe what Rashi's referring to is the old minhag that they used to go to the mikvah after 7 days after Nida D'Oraisa was over, and then go to the mikvah again after Nida D'Rabbanan was over. So if they went to the mikvah after Nida D'Oraisa was over, so then the status would change a little, then you understand why they'd be a little more makel. But nowadays, where we only go to the mikvah once, where a woman only goes to the mikvah once when it's all over, no way. There's no way that anything changes at that point. So how did he behave toward her while she was during her Shiva Nekiyim? So she says, well, achalimi v'shasimi v'ashanimi b'kirv basar, we ate together, we drank together, we slept on the same bed together, v'losadai told avracher, but we never went beyond that. V'amarti la Eliyahu Navi says to her, baruch hamakom shahargo, shalom nasa panam l'torah. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he deserved to die, because lo nasa panam l'torah. What does it mean, lo nasa panam l'torah? Who was lo nasa panam l'torah? Says the Ramban, Cheshek Shlomo here in the back of the Gemara, quotes from the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, lo sase shinun gimel. Lo nasa panam l'torah is that the Talmud was lo nasa panam l'torah. Because the Gemara goes on to say, shari yom retorah, v'elisha v'nidah sumasol sikrav. Pasuk says that you can't even mean sikrav, you can't even come close to yishav. So what do we call this area of halacha, of how you treat ishtonida? Harchakos. Because the pasuk says lo sikrav, so we are marchik. So it says the Ramban shalona sapanam l'torah. He didn't pay attention to that pasuk, and that's lo nasapanam l'torah. And the Ramban says, and this is my raya that negia b'derechiba with a nida is only drabanan. Because if it were an Issa Daraisa, he wouldn't say Shalom Nasa Param Latari, he would have said, Sha'avaral Divrei Torah, Sha'avaral Issa Daraisa. The Rambam, however, the Megillas Esther defends the Rambam over here. Megillas Esther's commentary to defend the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, Megillas Esther says, no, the Rambam understands Shalom Nasa Param Latari is not talking about the Talmud. It's Baruch HaMakum Shahargo, Shalom Nasa Param Latari. Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that killed him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't bribed by this guy's Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did what was right, even though normally HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a soft spot for people who learn Torah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't pay any attention to that. So anyway, Kiyas Rav Dimi Omar, Mita Chada Avai. Rav Dimi said that they slept in the same bed. Marava Amri, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Sinor Mafsik Bein Alvina. That's something dividing between the beds. So they had some sort of clothing that was Mafsik. Now, Tosav here quotes another harchak that's not mentioned in the Gemara. Rashi Hayanoeg Iser Lahoshit Mafteach Miadoli Adab Yemeni Dusa. Rashi was Noeg in Iser to pass a key from him to her, hand to hand, to pass something to each other during Yemei Nidus. That harchaka does not appear in the Gemara. It's a minhag Rashi, quoted by Tosfos, and Tosfos suggests that maybe it also comes from the same story, because in other versions of this story, Eliyahu HaNavi questions more, and he says, maybe Hevesalo es Hashemen, Shame Hevesalo es Hapach, maybe you brought something to him. What do you mean brought something? What's the issue with bringing something to him? Elamai, maybe it was that it was passing something to him. Maybe you brought something to him and passed it to him. So that's where Rashi gets that iser. But even though it's only a minhag Rashi, we're not knowing any kulas with that. That's also in Shulchan Aruch that we're not filu lahoshi davar miyadol yada afilu al yedei zrika. The Rama says we don't even throw things to each other when she's in nida. There's someone once asked Rabbi Neuberger whether you could play tennis, and he said that he saw in one of the poskim that because al yedei zrika is us, so you're throwing the ball to each other. It's just using a racket to throw it to each other. So he said that he saw in one of the poskim that you can play a game, but you can't volley. Why can you play a game and not volley? When you're volleying, what's the point? You're trying to get the ball to the other person. When you're playing a game, what are you trying to do? Get the ball away from the other person. You play to win. So as long as you play to win, then it would be okay. I thought that was a cute psak. Okay, so says the Mishnah. Ve'elamin alach sham ba'aliyas chanan mechitzka ben-gar and shalav vakro. Nimnu v'rav be'sham v'esil v'yuchas devarim gazur b'bayom. These are some of the alachos that they said in the attic of Hanani ben Chizkiya ben Garon when the Rabbanim came to visit him, and he did a quick poll and he realized there were more Talmidei Beis Shammai there than there were Talmidei Beis Hillel, so they quickly voted on 18 different alachos, and those 18 things, the Beis Shammai won the vote miraculously, and those are the 18 things that the Yud Ches Dover, the famous Yud Ches Dover. So Amar Leib Abayi L'Rav Yosef, Elu Tanan or Ve Elu Tanan? What should the first word of this Mishnah be? Should it be Elu or Ve Elu? L'may Nafkamina, Ve Elu Tanan Hani Da'amran. Ve'elu means that which the previous Mishnah said we were talking about, being Mata, Korilar, and there, all that stuff. Oh, Elu Tanan Devinu Meim Kaman, or Elu means that it would be an introduction to the coming Mishnahs. So Tashma, Ein Polin Larener, Vein Korin Larener, Ve'elu Min Alach Sham Ba'aliyas Chanani Ben Chizkiya Ben Garon, Shema Mina Ve'elu Tanan. It refers to the Alachs we've already learned about shaking off the Begadim and about reading Larener, and then it says, yeah, and these were some of the Alachs that were taught in that attic, so Shema Mina. So that's what we see clearly, it's Ve'elu Tanan. Tan Rabban, Mi Kasa Megillas Tainis. Who wrote Megillas Tainis? Amru Chanani Ben Chizkiya V'siyata. He was a very chashuv person, this Hanani ben Chizkiya. He wrote Megillas Tainis, the list of days that we're knowing not to fast on, or that they were knowing not to fast on. Nowadays, Batla Megillas Tainis already, but the days they were knowing not to fast on because of the great miracles that had happened. Shei mechav v'nes tzaros. They loved tzaros. What does that have to do with loving tzaros? And why would anyone love tzaros? Sarash says, no, it doesn't mean they loved tzaros. They loved the nisim that came to save them from tzaros, and they would celebrate the nisim that had saved them from a variety of different sorrows. Amram Shimon Liel, Avanu Mechavenes Tzaros. He says, you know, we also are very Mechavim Tzaros. Al Manes Hashem Banu Lichtal Veinanu Maspikin. But if we were to actually write down all the Tzaros and all the things we were saved from, we were never gonna. We'd run out of ink and we'd run out of paper. There's just so many different things that have come up. The Marshal wonders that he should. If Rashi is really correct that it's Mechavim the Nisan that saved them from Tzaros, it should say Mechavenes Hanisan, not Mechavenes Tzaros. So he said, no, it must be that Mechavenes Tzaros, that they love the Tzaros themselves. That the tzaros is yisurim, and they were mekabel the yisurim ba'ava, like the Gemara says at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, that a person is supposed to be mekabel yisurim ba'ava. It could also be that when you go through a challenging time, sometimes you find that challenging time made you much greater. What do we say when we say al nisim al inflaos ve'al hamilchamos? Why are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for milchamos? Who likes war? Who wants to fight a war? No, but we sometimes discover that the milchama itself makes us better. So maybe that's the mechabel nesatzaros in retrospect. We're not looking for it, but in retrospect, we're mechabiv it. Davar acher ain't shota nifka. Another explanation is why we don't do this is because we're completely oblivious to all the tsaros and all the nisim that we have to save us from them. Davar acher ain't basar meis margish bizemel, or we're completely not oblivious, but we're numb to it already. So if says Gemara, just like a dead flesh doesn't feel a sharp instrument. Ain't, is that really true? Vamar vitzva kasher rima lemeis kemachet bebasar achai shenemar ach basar alav yichav v'nafsho alav teavel. So don't you see that basar meis does feel something? Ema in basar meis shebechai margish bizemel. No, dead flesh on a live person doesn't feel a sharp instrument. Dead flesh on a dead person, maybe it has some sort of effect. Amr vidom rav baram zacharos oish latav chanani ben chizkiyah shemal shel molei hu nigna sefer yecheskel, that we should remember this person Chananya ben Chizkiah for good, because had it not been for him, Sefer Yecheskel would have been hidden away. Sheidvar sosun divrei Torah, because Sefer Yecheskel had things that went against the divrei Torah, went against things that it seems to say in the Torah. Rashi gives example. Go nevela treifa lo yochlu akohanim hayisrael ochlim. It says in Sefer Yecheskel, kohanim can't eat nevela treifa. Makes sound like regular people can eat nevela treifa. Tevechein tasa b'shiva b'chodesh. Right, the carbon that it doesn't mention anything about in the Torah. So ma also, what did he do? Hel lo gimel meos garvi shemen v'yashu be'aliyah v'darshan. He brought up a significant food supply or oil supply, light supply, 300 barrels of oil, and said, I'm going to sit and work on this until I could work out every stira between Sefer Yecheskel and Devar Torah, and that's how Sefer Yecheskel was able to be canonized, was able to be included in the Tanakh. So that's why he's a hero of the Jewish people. Okay, we'll start discussing this Shmona Asar Davar tomorrow, Bez Hashem.